And there goes the final whistle. It is all over, and for the 16th time, St Union's have been crowned Donegal Senior Football Champions. Here they have won the title in 2024. But my God, Martin McHugh, they had to dig deep in injury time to see out this one.
Yeah, and I think that'll stand for them, though. I think maybe, you know, people will say, right, what was the penalty for, and everything else, request the penalty. But I think it was the best thing ever happened to them now when they look back at it, because they played better football after the penalty when they really were asked to you know, to come to life, and they showed it. I thought Shane O'Donnell had a brilliant game. I thought he worked very hard. He got on a side of ball. Maybe Dunlough didn't mark him as tight as he marked Niall O'Donnell, and maybe left him. It might be a mistake they made. But Shane O'Donnell, a great game. But Conor Donnell Jr. got the scores and got our man of the match here in the final, because he got the scores that had mattered, you know. But I think that looking at it, you know, I mean, the pressure's off them now going forward also. But let's give a lot of credit to Dunlough. They put up some fight here today. They kept in the game, and they were, you know, when they look back at it, they'll say to themselves, we could have won that match, and else, maybe not a wee bit, not enough belief. But they showed themselves they're about. They're a team for the future in Donegal, and we need more teams at the top table in the county as well. So congratulations, St Junans. Good victory. They'll not be happy maybe with their first half performance, but I think that last 5 minutes or just after the penalty, they showed what they're about. And the men that came good was the Conor O'Donnells, the Niall O'Donnells, and the Shane O'Donnells, and players they got there. And Kieran Moore had a big game at times in the second half as well. So well done to St Junans. Congratulations. But great credit to Dunlough. They can hold their head up high and say, we really give it one hell of a battle, and they really worked hard. And the important thing with their point of view now is get back down and be ready, you know, get ready for next year and build on this here whole thing, because they showed today that they can compete with the best in this year. But as I said, congratulations to St Junans. And you know, looking at it, I mean, themselves and Neve Connell, the two big teams, you know, they beat Neve Connell when it mattered in two games this year. So I have to say, you know, the best team always comes out on top. And Unions, there'll be a big night, a bit later, Kenny night, considering Brendan was there with the team 25 years ago as well. So 25 years later, and that man that got the 14 points, Brendan Devaney, he'll have a good night tonight and maybe a couple of days afterwards, nobody else. But look, at the important thing from our point of view now is, to play the Tyrone champions now, they have a chance to look at the Tyrone final, everything else. And I think it's important, if we could do well in an Ulster club, would be brilliant. And we know they have the talent. I think they'll open up far more now in Ulster, because they've got that players. Always the hardest thing at times is getting out of your own county. So well done to them. I think they'll be good champions, and I think they'll represent well. And I think they will, as I said, you know, they have a lot of quality players. And I think this game will stand for them in the end up. And that last 5 minutes is a real, to me, the making of that team today. Because if they'd have won the game by a couple of points without maybe that happening, you know, they'd be a wee bit disappointed with the performance. So that they showed it when they had to do it. They showed, and leaders stood up.
Yeah, St Junans are champions again, Brendan. It's another title for them. And listen, the management and the players themselves, they admitted it in the semi-final one over Eudore, that it wasn't good enough. Today they'll admit it, that probably most of that performance wasn't good enough, but the quality that they have showed an injury time to see it out.
100% it did. And you know, first thing I'd like to say, it was a superb game of football, really enjoyable, really contested, every ball contested up to the last whistle. You have to give huge credit to Dunlough, who really brought everything that they had to the table today. So they did, and put up a huge performance, and would consider themselves somewhat unlucky. But I think the Unions were deserving winners, and you know, they had to really win it twice. They went 3 points up, then we had the penalty that was converted, and St Junans showed huge character and bottle. Another team might put the head down or say, you know, everything is going against us. Unions kept battling on, and the big players, you need leaders. When backs are to the wall, you need your leaders. Niall O'Donnell, Shane O'Donnell, Conor Moore, Conor O'Donnell Jr., all these players really, really answered that question in that last 5 minutes.